There's a young Negro preacher tried it. He tried. He got his glass of liquor and put up there. He got in a tight and he stopped and took him a big drink. And he got to going strong and strong. And after a while, he just went to town. And he wound up his sermon. He asked the old Negro, says, how you done? He said, how'd I do, preacher? The boy said, you was doing fine that long towards the last. That said, you got all mixed up that. Say, you had. Samson not only beating the ass off of them Philistines with that mule, but said you had Samson doing everything. This is nigga says, but you know, I was a little confused about that thing, drinking his liquor going on. Talking about Hans, I know a fellow one time. U.S. Williams said he used to be a pretty educated man, so he like got scared to death one time. He thought it was something, and it wasn't. He was going home, and there was a white cow standing off that side of the road from where he was going with the horse and buggy. And a horse saw this white cow before he got to it, and he had to look up and seen it too, and the horse ran away and tore his buggy up and liked to kill him. And it wasn't a thing in the world with an old white cow out there. You know, people get scared to death. Say, so he has a hand or he has a booger or something. No such thing. No.
Said the same thing happened to you, too.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back on this then. We get to go back to high school now and with some gun. Remember back in high school, you had to conjugate verbs, something like, well, today I see him, yesterday I saw him, and many times I have seen him. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get different forms of the same word, hopefully, out of these questions. So it'd be something like this. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Delivered.
Well, if we're going to use the word buy, though.
Have the groceries been
bought?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, I left the groceries.
Yes, I have bought the groceries.
Okay. If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
I asked you, have you eaten an apple?
Yes. And well, I might answer, yes, I
have eaten an apple.
Oh, okay. And if we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you what your coffee?
Have you drunk? Have you drunk your coffee?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, I
have drunk my coffee.
Okay. And if we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, a boy
has climbed it.
Okay. And if you're talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
finished?
Well, if we're talking about doing work.
Doing.
Has that work already been
done?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, they what did yesterday?
Yeah, it has been done.
Okay. If you're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump been what out?
Have you drugged the stump out?
Okay. And I say, I might answer, yes, we what it out yesterday?
We drug it out yesterday.
Okay. We're talking about riding a horse. You might ask, has that horse ever been
ridden?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, someone
has ridden a horse.
Okay. And if we were talking about ringing a bell, you could ask, has that bell ever been
rung?
All right. And I might tell you, yes, they what the bell this morning?
It was rung this morning.
Okay. If we're talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun
risen?
Okay. And I might tell you, yes, it
has risen.
Okay. If we're talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he what into the lake yet?
Has he dived into the lake?
Okay, and I might answer, yes, he
did dive into the lake.
Okay. And if we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children up yet? What up yet?
Grown up.
Okay, and I might answer, yes, they blank up years
all
ago.
All have grown up, yeah.
Okay.